Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechas Bava Metzia, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Dal, Mishnah Hey. And today's Mishnahs are being learned B'schos Esther Bas Rachel, Shishi B'zech Refayin Ruzivik Hagon B'Karav Mamesh. Yesterday we began discussing that a worker is allowed to eat from the produce that he's working with Midai Raisa. And we continue discussing this. Let's say he's working with figs, Loyach Banavim. He's not allowed to eat from the grapes that are nearby. Banavim, Loyach B'Te'enim. If he's working with grapes, he's not allowed to eat from the figs that are nearby. That's because he's only allowed to eat from that which he's working with. Avol Mineas Atzmai, he is allowed to hold himself back. Until he reaches the good place and eat over there. For example, the row of grapes that he's working in, at the beginning, they're not so good, but at the end, they're really juicy and plump and they're worth more money. So he doesn't have to eat from the beginning of the row. He could wait till he gets to the end of the row and eat over there. V'kulan and all these loy amru el b'shas melacha is only b'shas melacha at a time that he's working with them. But now the Mishnah tells us, aval, however, mishum hashev evedel abaylim, does this concept of returning a lost object to the owner. Amru, they said, Chazal told us, pa'ilin eichlam b'alichasin me'ayim la'ayimen, workers are allowed to eat when they're going from one row to another. And when they're coming back from the press. And even though they're not actually doing work with the produce, he's walking from one row of grapes to another, or he's coming back from the press, so he's not doing any work, he's just walking. Still, it's considered hashev aved l'abaylim. This is, so to speak, considered a lost object if you do not allow him to eat, so he's not going to put his 100% to the work, he might not want to come back. And therefore, Chazal said, even though he's not doing work with the produce, he's still allowed to eat from it. And lastly, b'chamark shipayrekes, a donkey, up until the load is unloaded from its back, as it's walking and as it's being unloaded, it's allowed to turn around and munch from the stuff that's on its back. Moving on to Mishnah Hey, now we're going to address how much a worker is allowed to eat. Eichel pael kishos afilu b'dinner. A worker is allowed to eat from gourd or squash that he's working with, even the value of a dinner. Or v'kaiseves, if he's working with dates, afilu b'dinner, he's even allowed to eat the value of a dinner, even though it's more than he's actually getting paid. Let's say a fellow was hired to pick grapes and he's getting paid $10 an hour. He's allowed to eat $20 worth of grapes, even though it's more than he's getting paid. However, Blazer Chisma, or Blazer Chisma says, lo eichel pael yasar al-scharoi, a worker is not allowed to eat more than he's getting paid. V'cham atir m'lcham malau, aval, however, malamdim as adam shaloi. Hey, Rav Son, we teach a worker not to be a glutton and not to stuff his face with that which he's working with. And why is that? Because he's going to end up closing the entrance in front of him, meaning he's going to end up eating as much as he wants, even though halachically that's allowed. The word's going to go around on the street not to hire this guy because he eats too much and it's just not worth it. And so we basically tell him, if you want parnasa, you shouldn't do this, even though halachically it's okay. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow's Mishnah Vav and Zayin, continue to discuss this. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.